This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I think it's that time where we need to talk about worst name of all time. Because it's like when people start going back to school and like whatever, that's when you realize.
Especially these days, I am actually really excited to learn Leo's classmates' names.
Because he's an alpha. Is he an alpha? Is that what generation we call? Alpha?
Oh, I don't know.
Hold on. Did you think I was accusing him of being kind of a... Yeah. Is he aggressive?
Yeah. Is he more of a beta? Like, what? Since when do you talk like that?
God. Did you see how defensive?
Like, he did. Like, he was so confused.
You're ready to step up.
Oh, he's a caring soul.
No, he's not. Okay. Oh, my God. Wow, dude. I think I could get him to punch me. I think I talked enough trash about Leo, that's a trigger for you.
Because I am an alpha.
Oh, my God. But you're not.
No, I'm not.
But you are when it comes to your kid. You just visibly changed forms.
Sorry.
Anyway, just because, like, we're finally seeing kids with names from, like, Game of Thrones and Harry Potter.
Oh.
And
are there Hermiones out there?
Yes.
No, there's not.
There are.
Did you know I read the books before the movies?
I was into the books.
And I read them, and I always thought it was Hermoine, because I was just like, I was in second grade or something. It was like Hermoine. That's what I always thought it was until the movies. Hermione.
Oh,
like,
really?
How's a kid supposed to know it's Hermione? It looks like Hermoine.
I guess you wouldn't. They didn't phonetically spell it on the very first time or something. They didn't say pronounce.
No.
Have you even seen it? So you haven't read the books. Have you? Do you
I
even
did.
Know how
I,
it's
well,
spelled?
Because we were watching the movies, and then I insisted to my son that we read Deathly Hallows before we watch it. And I read like a chapter, and it was like, because it's just so verbose and stupid that I was like, screw it, let's just go watch the movies.
Oh my god!
It was hard to read.
They're good.
Chamber
books.
Of Secrets is a children's book. Deathly Hallows is like.
And you were an adult for all of them.
Right. But I don't read. This is not about my education. This is about stupid names. So you're trying to say that there's Harry Potter kids out there.
Yeah.
There's Snapes.
There might be a Severus.
A Severus? No
there's
way.
I've seen Draco.
Someone has named their kid. Here's the deal. If you're going to name your kid, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to name your kid after a movie character. But you can't name it after an epic movie character.
Yeah.
Like, if the movies are going to stand the test of time, which obviously that is, Game of Thrones will.
Yep.
Star Wars. I know
Lord
somebody
Rings,
who has
sure.
named their child Anakin.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah, I don't.
You're setting them up for failure.
100%.
And kids, I mean, no matter what, kids want to zag from whatever their parents like. Yeah. They're going to have that phase where that nothing the parents like is cool. And,
correct.
But your name is Anakin.
You're forced into Star Wars lore. So they're either going to go all the way in, or like you said, be all the way out, wait till they reach their majority and go change their name to something like John.
Yeah.
Because they hate their parents.
Darth. Change it to Darth.
No.
Okay.
I would think, so what we want to hear is like the weirdest name you ever heard, the dumbest name. I know dumb is probably not the right, but it's like the most odd. And I think a lot of the people we're going to get are teachers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's something I want to say about Gen Alpha or whatever we're calling the kids now. That's cool is there are kids who have, they're either, their parents are from another country or whatever. So their names are not typical like American names.
Yeah, it can't be that.
And so, that's not what we're looking for. But what I think is cool about this generation is they're not like, they don't do the, well, my real name is this, but just call me Jake. Because that's my American name. And the teachers are like, no, we'll call you your real name.
We can pronounce it.
Yeah, it's cool. Because then even like my son is better at pronouncing these names than I am and stuff. So I think that's cool.
Yeah,
but
don't
that's
adapt
not
for, our
exactly, yeah.
lack of... The one that always springs to mind, and I remember a listener or somebody calling in and saying, as a teacher, it was L-A-A-H.
L-A-A-H?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
Do you know what it is?
LaDasha.
Mm-hmm.
LaDasha.
That's ridiculous. That's not, don't do that.
Yeah, it's not always even a dash. Isn't it La Hyphena?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You don't know how somebody's going to pronounce that. I would be like, La-ah.
La-ah, yeah.
La-ah is how, it's like, you can't put a comma in the middle. You know, like, you can't put comma L-A and go, oh, that's Kamala.
Right.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Right? You're being a jerk to your kid.
Yeah, you're giving him like a trick name.
Yeah, well, some teacher on this Reddit post that got me inspired, the kid's first name was Rice, and the middle name is Aroni.
That's dedication.
Wow. Okay.
What are you doing to your child?
Were they born in San Francisco?
I don't know.
So I always had a dream of having a son named Max, but instead of his full name being Maximilian, he would be Maxabillion. And no one would know until like his high school graduation when they were at Maxabillion Hack
would
come across. But when
don't we, you dare.
When we got pregnant, my wife informed me we would not be doing that. not anywhere close to
all
that.
All right, so if you've got a weird name, something you've heard, somebody you know, you're a teacher, you want to rat somebody out, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I'm on the fence about this one. I know somebody who had a kid, and I don't remember the first name, but the middle name was Danger. The kid's literal middle name was Danger.
I'm not on the fence. I love it.
You love it. Okay.
I do, because do you guys know my middle name?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, I do. I do. Yeah.
But I don't remember.
Because your middle name is so infrequently used that even with you guys, we've been around each other for 8+ years or whatever, and you just don't know it. So it's just a badass. You do, because I've probably
I've stolen your social security.
All right, but all I'm saying is, it's just a badass move to be at a bar and finally get to throw it down. It's like, hi, my name's Tyler, middle name's Danger, and they'd be like, okay, and then you get your ID out. Flex. You kidding me?
It feels corny.
You
sleep
it does with him. No. If he had the right mustache.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's regardless of middle name.
True.
Bleed with the mustache.
I know I don't want to insult anybody, but Nevaeh is one of those names for me. I don't get it. You're just spelling something backwards.
No, I used to be that way, but I actually think it's really pretty now.
But you're spelling something bad. It's like,
it's creative.
No, it's not.
Yeah, heaven backwards. There's a Nevaeh in my family. She's very nice. Very nice young lady. They don't get to pick it.
The first ones had to explain that it was heaven. It's like, oh, my first child's Ecom.
E-C. No. What?
Ecom?
Yeah.
It's Mike backwards.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, see how long it took to explain that? Why don't you just name your kid something normal? Yeah. Instead of your name backwards. That's stupid.
Spelling Mike backwards is silly, okay?
Spelling heaven backwards.
No, because heaven means something. Mike doesn't.
But what does heaven mean backwards?
Listen, Mike.
Ooh, reckless.
What is,
you know, slacker? Right? R-E-K-L-A-S. Reckless. Reclass.
I think you're getting it wrong. You got the A and the L backwards.
I don't know.
No, that's stupid. Okay. I'm just saying, heaven backwards doesn't mean anything.
You know
what I'm saying? Take the prettiest world, like cancer free. Write that backwards and name your kid that. That's stupid. Even though it's a lovely sentiment. Peace backwards. Just name him Peace then. Name your kid Heaven. I would rather your kid be named Heaven than Nevaeh.
I like that. I agree. Yeah.
Just doing it backwards feels like you just named him Hell.
No, that's
yes,
not
you
even
did.
Close.
It's the opposite of heaven. It's the backwards heaven.
It feels like fake deep. Like you're just you're creating a story.
Yeah. I think it's pretty. Do Hell backwards. What would that be?
I'm Danger.
All right. If you have a weird name, you've seen a weird name, we want to hear the weirdest names ever. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who have really... Am I being mean?
Yes.
If I say stupid names.
Yeah, don't say that.
Well, just weird.
Names that you don't like, personally.
Yeah.
Like, that feels worse.
Who would name their kid Slacker?
Well, you know? If you saw my pee-pee, you would... Laura?
Yai.
Yai. Weird names. What do you got?
I've got three of them for you.
Okay.
I used to manage an Applebee's back in the day, and I saw some lovely applications come across. One of them actually for not a LaDasha, like you said, but A-A, just a Dasha.
Oh, so it's just A-A. Oh, God. Yeah, that's...
But Slacker's like, they're missing an A in the middle.
What?
Right?
No, A-A.
Triple A?
Yeah, Triple A. I don't know.
He was trying to make an Alcoholics Anonymous joke.
I was.
And he blew it hard. Yeah.
I'm too drunk.
Okay. What else you got?
I had another person that worked for me, actually, and they had cousins that were named Orangelo and Lamangelo, spelled as orange and lemon jello.
No. Mm. Orangelo? Mm-hmm. No.
And Lamangelo.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's terrible. If you guys are listening, we're sorry that we're making fun of you.
I'm getting kind
of
hungry.
Okay. What?
And then I had a third.
Okay.
This one I actually was a student I taught several years ago. And his first name was Mohammed, middle name Mohammed Ali, one word, and last name Mohammed. So his full name was Mohammed, Mohammed Ali, Mohammed.
Dedication.
It is,
full
yeah.
on
yeah.
George Foreman amounts of dedication.
Michael Jordan, Jordan, Michael.
Commitment.
Oh my God, that's epic. Thank you. Lamangelo and Orangelo.
I do kind of like, yeah.
It's clever.
You know AHAC's going to like veto it. Don't even try to go home with it tonight. Sarah?
Yai.
Strange names. What do you got?
Twin boys.
What were they named?
Smith was one of them and Wesson was the other.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Is it bad I don't get it?
It's a gun.
Oh.
Smith and Wesson is a...
Oh.
But I guess you wouldn't know unless you had to introduce them together. But if you just met Smith, you'd be like...
Unless you do Weston first.
Yeah. But they're twins. When are they not
introduced
together?
You're
going to
be together and you're going to be like...
And then you also can't go, well, this is Wesson and Smith.
You could, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you could, but that it's like you...
People
you,
are going to know. They're going to look at you weird.
Yeah. You just guaranteed Smith always comes first.
I don't know if this woman still listens to our show, but she had dogs... That she named, well, she named one of them Lefton because their last name was Wright.
Lefton, right.
And then she named her other dog Reedon.
Reedon. I love that.
Okay.
I love it.
But at least it's a dog.
Yeah. Well, that dog can't read.
But it was Reedon, like R-E-E-D-A-N.
Reedon.
Reedon Wright. But your dog, does your dog have your last name?
He has, my wife's last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sharon?
It's on his papers.
Yai. Weird names. What do you got?
All right. So I had a friend who had this beautiful baby girl, and she named her after the prostitute on the show Firefly, Inara.
Inara is the name of the prostitute?
Inara, yeah.
Inara. Okay, I'm going to say this. I've never heard of Firefly, so I think that's okay. Like, because it's not...
It's not as mainstream enough that you know it.
If you name it after, like... If you name your daughter Mary Magdalene, like, that's a biblical prostitute. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But if you name it after like a weird...
Yeah, it's more niche. I get it.
Was a cool prostitute too, so...
Yeah, well, aren't they all? Amy?
Yeah,
what's a weird name?
Okay, well, I have two, so I'll hurry. So when I was pregnant, we were, of course, searching for baby names. Did not know if it was going to be a boy or a girl. My husband, though, for a boy, wanted to name him Chase. Chase. So this was 38 years ago. And it was just starting to get popular or be out there.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, that's okay. But I'm one of those who thinks of the repercussions of stupid names that parents give their kids. So I was like, Chase what? Chase, what are they going to call him? Like, Chase, go chase a parked car, go blah, blah. He goes, no, I want to name him Chase Manhattan.
No. Was this before
what?
It was a bank? Or was he naming your kid after the bank?
Chase Manhattan. That's what his middle name had to be.
It's got Max a Billion vibes.
It does.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.